Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is David Bernstein. He's CEO of WeedHire.com, a fully reporting, publicly traded career website specifically targeting employment within the legal cannabis industry. So welcome, David.
Thank you very much.
So let's talk about this. I mean, I first saw WeedHire, and I was like, oh, like WeedHire you, you know, at first. And then I said, well, I went to the site, and I said, oh, this is not nothing. That's nothing what I thought it would be. But how did you get the idea to begin this particular website and business?
Well, we were actually watching the news in early January when Colorado had recently announced the legalization of marijuana from recreational, and there was a job fair that was actually going on, and we saw the lines around the block for this job fair and people standing out in ridiculously, just cold weather trying to see how they can get a job in this business. So we said, you know, there's a niche here. There's an opportunity to do something really significant. And, the hope is that there'll be an opportunity to help change people's lives and help an industry grow.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that, David, in terms of the growth of this particular industry. How quickly do you think that, you've got Colorado and you've got Washington. Do you think that, this will be, the marijuana will be legalized throughout the United States, like before it's all done? Or do you think that there will be states that will say, nope, no thank you?
I think it's going to be a process. I think evolution will be that the younger generations that become voters are going to eventually become the mainstay of how this goes. And I think that all the signs point to it universally being accepted and legal. Somebody used the expression, the toothpaste is out of the tube. So I'm not sure that they'll ever be able to go backwards.
Right, right. And now how many jobs do you feel legal marijuana and having that will create? I mean, the numbers are, I don't have them in front of me, but I'm sure that you know them, are astronomical in terms of the profit for the state in Colorado and all these other things that are happening. I believe that the numbers are down on DUI instances, on crime, all sorts of things because of this. So it's just going to, it's the growth is incredible. And so there's probably a lot of different types of jobs available within this industry.
Well, that's the most exciting part about this is that we really don't know. It's similar to the birth of the internet, where you saw a completely new industry take shape. That was a little bit more segmented to, you having some technology background. This covers all shapes and sizes, different careers, different types of individuals that have an opportunity to participate. And so you've seen in the infancy of it in Colorado, 10,000 jobs were created in 6 months. And when you consider the ancillary businesses, the various forms of agricultural water filtration, certainly the products for use, vaporizers and so forth, and edibles, it really is an unbelievable opportunity for this country to move forward from a jobs creation standpoint.
And what other you mentioned a couple of possible careers in terms of the growing, the selling of the different types of the products to use, like you said, vaporizers and edibles, making the weed brownies and those sorts of things.
Right.
What types of careers, if you have no education to a doctorate, what are the types of careers that you think are going to be in demand?
Well, certainly in manufacturing, various edibles, the consistencies, certainly the distribution, the packaging, certainly the marketing, the sales, the laborers from the grow, the lighting, whole new industries and careers. We're seeing testers, we're seeing different types of people can get into this workforce. And our job at WeedHire is going to be to create the standards for the industry to help individuals figure out the careers they want.
And is this something that right now people can go to the site and look at jobs? Are they all in Colorado and in Washington and the states that are legalizing marijuana? Or can you be in Pennsylvania and have a job for a company that is in the legal cannabis industry in Colorado? And how does that work for people?
Well, the site is very easy to use. And right on the homepage, you can see it's broken down by states. You'll see some of the more mature states as far as medical or recreational probably have more of the jobs. But as you'll see as time goes on, as these states, more and more states even just approve the medical side of it, you'll see an ongoing trend of more jobs coming from those states. So visiting weedhire.com will certainly help you look at the geographies of where the jobs are, watch them grow, for lack of a better term, and ultimately, help research the companies that are hiring in those areas. The site does do a good job of allowing the employers to market their companies by putting up YouTube videos and really branding themselves so that the employee candidates can really research and understand the opportunities.
And David, what are some of the other tools that are available on the site? Mm-hmm. You can look at, you know, the geographic areas that the jobs are at. What are some of the other tools for people who may not know what they want to get in, but just know that they want to get into this industry?
Well, first of all, there's a real unique opportunity to research the companies and learn about them and what they do. So that helps understand what kind of a career you might want to go after. Also, for the employers, there's the background screening service available. So they can really research the qualified candidates, make sure their backgrounds are clean. It's a really important part of this industry is hiring good people. As you can imagine, a bad hire could be devastating to a business in general, but in this industry, it could be really detrimental to a company and an industry. So for the job seekers, there's a resume writing service so that there's an available method to have your resume tailored a little bit more to the industry.
All right. Very cool. Is there anything else that you would want to tell our listeners who could be thinking of finding out more about the industry, working in the industry, and how weedhire.com can help?
Well, we've just launched the first Android app for the legal marijuana industry jobs markets, and you can download that at weedhire.com. Visit the site, explore the companies, and explore the states where the companies are located or the jobs are. Download the app. An iPhone app is coming soon, and we hope that people register and put their best efforts out there to land a new career.
All right. Well, thank you so much, David. Again, David Bernstein of weedhire.com. Again, that website, check it out. And appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Until next time.